feel the sermon, Perek Gimel. It's a beautiful muscle. I think he really describes a person's life, a person's journey in Olam Hazeh. And he speaks about a gan mavucha, a maze that has different paths and different roads, and each one is kulam daim, each one is very similar. And of course the problem is that only one derech, only one road leads a person to success. The other paths further confuse a person and mislead a person. And that's of course the challenge in every maze, to find the right derech, to choose the right path to get to the end. And this of course is the mission, the shlichus of every person in Olam Hazeh, on every person in his Aliyah Bahar Hashem, to find the right derech that takes a person to the road to Hatzlacha. And tonight, Bez Hashem, I'd like to discuss an Eitzah, a derech HaChaim that Chazal HaKadoshim have told us, we could find that derech that we so desperately look for on our Aliyah Bahar Hashem. It's an Inyan that always needs a chizuk. It's a yesod, a yesodis. But I think that particularly in our times, in the times of the Dor Ikse, the Mashiach, it's something that needs much more chizuk than ever. You find in Parshas Pinchas, Moshe Rabbeinu realized his time at Olam Hazeh was limited, and like Rashi quotes the Medrash, he wanted that his children should be Irish, they should take over the Gedula, the Nesias of Klal Yisrael. But as Chazal say, Rashi quotes the Medrash Mor Bariches in Parsha Chaval of Ois Yodalid, the Yebisha told them no. Not your children will be the Manhigim, but Kedayu Yeshua Litos Char Shimushai, Yeshua will be the next Manik. Why? Shalaymash Mitai Chahayil. Yeshua was always the Talmud, he's always devoted, he was always the Meshamish. And then Mr. Medrash adds a little more, Harbe Sharsecha, Harbe Chaluk Chakavayit, like the Medrash concludes, Hoyal Vahu Sharsecha B'chol Kaychay, he was Meshamish, he was so devoted. Kedayu She Yeshamish Es Yisrael. He should be the Manik because he was the closest Talmud, he was the one that was the always there, always being Meshamish Moshe Rabbeinu. And then when you learn the Chazal, you learn the Rashi, it's Merab Senigra. Yeshua, we're looking here for a Manig Yisrael who was going to be the first link in the Messiah. Moshe Kibel Tayr Misinai, Messiah Yeshua, the first link in the Messiah. And who was chosen of all people? Yeshua. And what was this chus? Not that he was the biggest Talmud Chacham, he wasn't the biggest Lamdin, he wasn't the biggest Goyin. Because he was Meshamish Moshe. He was the most devoted. B'chol Koicha, he was Meshamish Moshe. And to us, this is Merab Senigra. Okay, he was the Gevaldig Baal Chesed. He was very devoted, and he probably should be honored the next dinner, the Avodas HaKodesh Award. After all, he was so close to Moshe Rabbeinu. But what does it have to do with being the Manig Yisrael, being the leader of Klal Yisrael, being the link in the Messiah? And it's not only that, but the Mefarshim ask, Yeshua wasn't the biggest Talmud Chacham. We can't say this, but Chazal HaKadoshim say that Yeshua wasn't the biggest Talmud Chacham. The Ramban in Parsha Shlach says that the order of the Meraglim is Leit the Madregas, Leit the Gedula. Yeshua wasn't first, wasn't second, Yeshua was the fifth. That means there were so many other Talmidei Chachamim that were bigger than Yeshua. So why is it that Moshe, that Yeshua of all people was chosen to be the Manig Yisrael, to be the Messiah, to be the first in the link of Messiah, the Moshe Kibbal Torah Misinai? It's hard to understand that just the Tzchus of Chesed, that he was so devoted, that's why he became the Gadol. Obviously there's something more to it. And there's something that gives a person the atzlocha of being the manig hador is something we have to try to understand. What was it in Yeshua, the godless, that made Yeshua the mamala makim of Moshe Rabbeinu? So I'd like to tell you, Be'ez Hashem, what I think the halacha l'maisa, the hadracha, the lichtikai that we could take out of this chazal, and befrat for us as we make our way through the mavuch of Olam Hazeh, that's the eights that we have to follow. There's a well-known story, it's not just a story, it's a yesoid, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. As much as we know about him, but we don't know enough what Rabbi Chanan was. Rabbi Chanan was probably one of the biggest Rashi yeshivas in Europe. He had close to 400 Talmidim, and he was the Manik Hador, and the Gedolim said that he was the Chofetz Chaim's biggest Talmud. And there's one Maisa that the Welt says over. After Rabbi Chanan was the Gadol Hador and the Rosh Yeshiva and the Das Torah of the Dor, even after that time in the Kufas Azov of his life, he would travel every year the Yaman Arayim to be by the Chafetz Chaim. And one year the Chafetz Chaim said a drush of Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Chanan Kedarke was absorbing every word. So after the Chafetz Chaim finished, someone turned to Rabbi Chanan and says, he said the same thing last year, the same drush of words for what he said last year. So Rabbi Chanan said, nay. This year he said 8 words different. 8 new words he added to last year's drasha. And the way the Welt said over the story, the Rabbi Chanan, Sitkis, his Midas, the Savlonis, he heard the same thing. But I tell you, it's not just the Midas of Rabbi Chanan. It's not just the Sitkis. But in this simple Maisa, this is why Rabbi Chanan became Rabbi Chanan. And this is why Rabbi Chanan became the Manik Hador, the Das Torah from the Dor. Rabbi Chanan was a Talmud. He wasn't only a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Chanan was a Talmud. Many people learned by the Chafetz Chaim. Many people heard Shiurim of Chafetz Chaim. Many people learned the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Rabbi Chanan learned the Chafetz Chaim. He learned the Mensch. He learned the Chafetz Chaim. Rabbi Chanan Taki, in the Ora Chana, where the story is printed, they write a lashon that I think really is the insight I'm trying to tell here. Rabbi Chanan Hayeroye b'Chafetz Chaim Sefer Torah Chai Shemitzvah Lahagas Boy Yoimam V'Layla. People harvard on the Chafetz Chaim Shiurim. Rabbi Chanan harvard on the Mensch the Chafetz Chaim. Of course he heard the same kash and the same teretz last year. But he wasn't interested in the chiddush. He was interested in learning the Chafetz Chaim, the midas, the anivis, the tzitkis, the kedusha, the shmiras enayim the Chafetz Chaim was. The more you hear it, the more you see the Chafetz Chaim, the closer you could become a Chafetz Chaim. And that's one gewaldige meila of Asei L'Chorav. It's not only the shiurim, it's not only the shmuzin, but it's harving on learning the Rebbe himself. The one that's doima l'malach alekim tzvakais. How he lives, how he's mechaber nachayid, how he watches his words. Isn't that one of the memches kinyani yatayra? Shimesh talmidei chachamim. It's not the shir, it's not the shtikl tayra. But it's the shtig tzaddik, it's the mensch that you see, the anhagis. You know, someone asked me recently, why don't we hear in this makom kodesh shmuzin about anivis? So I told him, you don't have to hear it. You see it the whole day. Look at your abeyim. Well, I should say our abeyim. Look at our mizuchvant. Each one is a shining example, is an eloquent shmuz in anivis. G'doy le'yoylam, live with us, d'reizich with us, amachaber us as Talmidim. That's a mile of Asei L'Chorav. Not only the shir, the kasher, the teretz, but the mensch, to see how our Rebbeim are mechaber talmidim, mechaber others. And this is one of the most important lessons that you get from your Rebbe. It's not just the kasha, it's not just the ha'ara. But watch the way a yid lives. I once heard Rebbe Zalazayin Gesund. He spoke with his spoilers, and every time I think about it, I'm more and more in a spoil. There's a shayla God that neged in Yonah the Yomit this year. When to write a puzzle? Do you write it twice? Do you write it once? The beginning or the end? So the Chassam Sefer has a tshuva. And the Chassam Sefer writes emphatically that my Rebbe Avnosson Adler only wrote one puzzle, not two puzzles. How did he know? So he writes, the Chassam Sefer writes with a tmimis, because Loizaz Yodi Miyodai the whole year, I didn't ever leave him. And I saw he didn't write a prosbo, only wrote one prosbo. Rebbe points out, it's a plea in his God. That means that the Chassam Sefer was with Rav Nosson Adler a whole year, and there wasn't a few minutes that he could have written the prosbo without the Chassam Sefer knowing it. Without. And we wonder why the Chassam Sefer became the rabbi to Kol Bnei Agoila. Because he learned Rav Nosson Adler. He didn't learn the Kasha and the Teretz. But Asei L'Charav, his Rebbe, was his biggest Musa Haskel. You look in the Sipurei Tzadikim, the way Baruch Be'er treated Rav Chaim. The way he once said, he used to call him my Rebbe. That's all he said. And everything I do, and everything I will do, and everything I ever did, was geboten, was der Rebbe gesagt. How he came, if you do it, he came to learn Rav Chaim, Pekluch Torah, with Chedushei Torah, but the Rebbe wasn't masking, he started over, he threw away his Chedushim. And that's the Pashat HaHavan in Asei L'Charav. It's not only learning the Chedushim, but it's learning the Rebbe himself. Rabbi Chanan became the Chafetz Chaim. Rabbi Chanan became the Talmud Muvik of the Chafetz Chaim, because he was interested in learning the Rebbe, learning the Chafetz Chaim. But there's another nekuda. Another lima b'maisa in the inyan of Asei L'Charav. In Masechet Derech Eretz Zuta Perek Ches, there's a maisa of Rabbi Kiva, the Heilige Rabbi Kiva. He writes, there it says, "Em loshen pamachas eisim halach b'derech umatzasi meis mitzvah." Rabbi Kiva found the meis mitzvah. No, we all know that a meis mitzvah is doicha kemat kol ha'Torah kula. And who was talking? Rabbi Kiva, the Heilige Rabbi Kiva. So if a shteitzach, he was oisik in the meis mitzvah, and it says he schlepped it arba milin amahalach rav, and he brought it to kfur. And when he told his rabbeim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, what he did. So they told him, called Psiyo Psiya Shepasata Ma'ala Alecha Ki'ilu Hayisi Shayfer Dam. You think he did a mitzvah? You think he did a base mitzvah? Every step of the Dalet Milim that you slept and you harvested was something that was tantamount to Ritzicha. Ki'ilu Shayfer Dam. And Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Yedzayin is Mazdur, what's the Pshat? What's Hadith mit Ritzicha? Because Meis Mitzvah is Kaina Mekaimai. But Rabbi Kiva was Nishtayim. Here he is, did a mitzvah. She'ein l'mayla himenu meis mitzvah. And it's Rebbeim Paskin, he was a reitzeach. Ke'en a reitzeach. So then Rabbi Kiva chapped. And he said, Uma b'shash and iskevanti lizchus. I try to do as a mitzvah yekara. Nishayafti kerosha. The guy in his goyis. Nishayafti l'shamayim. He was mamish like a reitzeach. I try to do a mitzvah and look what happens. Without Das Torah, b'shoshel in iskavanti alach kama v'chama. If I don't, if I'm not trying to do a mitzvah, how lost I could go and how far feared I could go. B'yisashah leizastim l'shamish chachamim. And that's when he started being l'shamish his rebbeim more and more. And tfeizoyis and kiyah tfeizoyis. That's the pshat leishimish lechachamim ketolachayiv. Like Mefarish Ramazva. It's actually, he was Chayiv Misa. He did something that was tantamount to Ratzicha. You think about the story, it's Chmaval Avarayim. Look how fafir that person can be if he doesn't ask a Shaila. A mitzvah that's so poshut and so important like Meis Mitzvah. And who is it? It's Rabbi Kiva, that you know the Gemara Menachos, that Moshe saw him and Moshe had Chalish Zadat. You need me, Eivishter? Look, you have Rabbi Kiva. What do you need me for? Someone that Chazal say is comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu. A chochem mechukim like that. And he's doing a mitzvah that's so poshut, that's kamad doicha kol ha-tayakula. How this Maisa speaks volumes. How it speaks volumes in a different nekuda, in a different halacha l'maisa v'asei l'charav. Because a person can be the greatest chacham, and he can be doing a mitzvah that for him is the most chashuv a mitzvah. But he's chayev al tzeretzeach, he's chayev al tzerasha. Without a Rebbe. Without a Rebbe. The grace of Rabbi Kiva could do a mitzvah like Meis Mitzvah. But nischayavti l'shamayim kirasha. And there's a medrash in the beginning of Devarim, Parsha Aleph, Ois Yud. It gives a very penetrating muscle, something that we could see b'chush. The muscle the medrash gives, l'nachash hazeh, she'om ha'zan of l'raish, the tail turns to the head and says, why are you always calling the shots? Why are you always leading? Let me go first. No. So the Rosh says, go ahead, go on. Zok the Medrash, halach, and first it fell into a lake, because it didn't see where it was going. And then it fell into an ash, it got burnt, and then it got stuck in kaitzim. Why? Because it was going without the head. Mi garm la'al shahalach ha'roish acha hazanav. And Zok the Medrash, that's a person that goes without his roish, without his rabbeyan. He could fall into the blood, he could fall into a fire, because he doesn't see where he's going. What a beautiful muscle. What a simple muscle. A person goes without a head. Is there any hope? Is there any way that he'll be matzliach? And even Rabbi Kiva. Even Rabbi Kiva could make a toyes nimretzes like this. And then I understood maybe a little tifa. The Gemara in Yevamis Daf Kuftef, with the Gemara darshan the pasuk in Mishlei, Ra Yeroya, a double Ra. Gemara says Ra Achara, a double Ra. What is a Ra Achara? It's not enough a bed, but it's Ra Achara. Zok the Gemara in one shot. Someone who also dino lekamei, he's a pasuk, he's a dayan. He knows the halach, he's a dayan. The Gama halach, who Madame Milsel and Milsel, he remembers this Chiddush and this Rambam and this Mechaba, and he stells it all together, and he comes to a psak. But the Islay Rabbe Vilay Ozel Mashal, he doesn't ask, he has a Rebbe that doesn't ask, he uses his own seichel. That's Ra Achara. And maybe the Gemara is, what's that in Ra Achara? It's bad enough that he makes a mistake. But look at the mistake, like Rabbi Kiva told us, a mistake that will nischayavti kirasha. And you know what the rachara is? He means it out. He's a dayan, and he harvests and he shvitzes to come to the maskana. But he doesn't have the oiken. He doesn't have the reish. He's going the zonah without the reish. And that's the ra achara. Because someone who makes a mistake is a halbatzara. But when someone means it erlach, and he's looking for the emet, and he makes a mistake because he doesn't realize the chshimus of asei l'charav. Rabbi Kiva. Who milan ugodlim Rabbi Kiva? But he experienced ra achara. He did a mitzvah. As a meis nefesh, he went dalad milim. Meis mitzvah. But nischayav tikirasha. And when I started, I saw this, it came to my mind, the lashon of the Yishalmi in Sukkah Perigimel. Oy loy lezeh, took the Yishalmi. Shesani guri nasa keteguri. He does something, he does a mitzvah, he thinks it's a mitzvah rabbah. It's going to be his defense. But the mitzvah that he thinks is a mitzvah becomes his greatest enemy, becomes his prosecutor. His mitzvah becomes an aveira. What he thinks is an asay is a lois asay. And that's the Racharo. If someone does an Aveira, it's Geferlach. But if someone does a mitzvah, he thinks it's an Aveira. That's Racharo. And you know, we hear these stories about Rabbi Kiva with the Meis Mitzvah. No, Baruch Hashem, today we don't have this problem. We can't get Fafirt. But I can tell you, Ani Hagev, I can tell you I see this. I see the Racharo all too often. We see from a bachim, erlich a bachim, that mean l'shem shemayim 100%. And it's home with parents. They mean an erlich. They think this we have to do, or this we're not allowed to do. They're doing a mitzvah. They mean l'shem shemayim. But little they know that in shemayim they're saying, oy loy l'zeh. Oy loy l'zeh shesani guri nasik etiguri. Ofem is gizok diracharya, because he's causing parents to have misnefesh. Whether it's a chumra, which is real, not a frumkite, but it's a krumkite. Whether it's a person who doesn't use the fifth chedek in Shulchan Aruch, which Rav Chaim Zalman once said is really not the fifth chedek in Shulchan Aruch, but it's the erste chedek in Shulchan Aruch. Because Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, it goes before the Daud Chelk in Shulchan Aruch. He's doing a mitzvah. Nemein Hashem Shemayim. But he is violating what the Yishalmi says is the chamurish of the chamurish. And I hear from parents, and it's painful. Because you see, b'chush de ro achara. He means it erlich. Whether he doesn't help enough, whether he has frumkeit and he has chumris, and he means it erlich. But you know what the ro achara is? Because he has a Rebbe. Why didn't he ask? Playing with someone that's hukshe kvoidem lechvoid hamakim. I once saw a skama, a letter from the Gerer Rebbe Zechayin Levracha, the Pnei Menachem, in a sefer, Moir Hoyim Vekibudim. The union of, he speaks the whole sefer about Kibud Avim. And the Gerer Rebbe, you see, as you often see, his pikchis, his godless as a mensch, he says the sefer is gewaldig. But have to be make ha'ara and an eitzah. Learn the sefer gezunta hate. But keep it off. What yes, what not. But in yin halach l'maisa, when you have a shaila, when you're dealing with a parent in halach l'maisa, the sefer is not enough. You have to ask a rebbe or a moira hira. Why, he says, because keep it off is the chamura shev the chamurais, and sometimes the chumr is a kule. He brings the gemara in kedushin. That sometimes a person makes his father work, but that's gar the mitzvah and fakert. V'ulah k'goyin da om chazal yevamus kuftes ra'ach ra lemisha tekeya atzmi ledvar halacha sheyadeya halachu medame milsa lemilsa v'leimashu l'rabbi. There's such a pikchus in that. There's such a chachm in that. Because sometimes it's not enough to know v'shteit. Sometimes there has to be a sheilas chachm. When you're dealing with another person and the frat parents, hukshuchvoidam lichvoidamokum, do we know what that means? You can't look up vashteit, because there's so many variables and hafchona dak, a slight variation, is already from the mitzvah naveira. And this is how you see the ra'ach ha'ra'ah when someone doesn't ask a shayla. Maybe it's good for kert, but ask. A person has negiyas. A person has his own feelings, but that's what there's a Rebbe for. And it's not only with parents. I once heard from a mumcha gadol in Shalom Bayis that deals with such difficult cases, and he says by the Fruma, the biggest problem that causes the Shalom Bayis, that causes Rachman al-Son broken homes, is the Frumkeiten that are really Krumkeiten. And he means it Erlich. The person means it Erlich. But that's the Rach HaRach. That's the person who doesn't think to ask that when you're dealing with another person that might hurt someone, that might aggravate someone, but that's fragging. Kol kula tzarech bedika and koshkein a kula in chvoida adam. Sometimes I see it, and even here, he decides, that's it, he has to chazi, he has to finish himself, I'm not going to shir.
He wants to steig.
And he means Lashem Shemaim. He wants to finish him the Sefer.
But you're dealing with a Rebbe that's Moir Rabcha Ki Moir Shemayim,
and you take it on yourself, on your own achrayas, to be Mevazeh Rebbe like that.
Isn't that the same?
Isn't that the same shod? Nischayafti l'toiv, he means it elech. But l'mais nischayafti k'rosha l'shamayim.
How often do we see? In the business world, the balabatim. They have a business deal. They make a lot of money. They're going to give the tzedakah, a choymish. But it's gezelago. It's fooling another person. Do they ask a shayla? Again, the same thing. That someone who does something without asking and his negiyas overtake him and he feels he's doing a mitzvah, this chayafti l'schus, but this chayafti k'rasha. And this is another nekuda. Ro acha ro is halacha l'maisa. A person has a shayla. Have to ask. But there's more than this. Because it's not only the Sur Mara that we see in the Aseh Lecha Rav. It's not only a chiyuv to ask, but it's a privilege to ask. It's a schus. It's the best eitz that you're going to hear. Whether it's a Rav, when I say Rav, I mean a Rebbe, a Rosh Hashiva, a Rebbe, an Adam Gadol. It's a privilege. Remember that it's a privilege, and it's the wisest thing you could do to ask a Shaila before you do something. And that's the bracha. That's the skula of Das Torah. Because you look in that medrash, where the medrash speaks the mussel of the nachas, that very striking medrash. The medrash concludes, Kishaktanim deshmoyim l'gdoilim, when we ask shaylis, heim goizlef mehamokim, v'hu oisa. It's a special siyata deshmaya that a gadol has, when a gadol gives an eitzer. And there's even a stark galoshin, in a different medrash. Shekol mi shenoytel eitzer min hazakenim, from the Zeshekana Chacham, whether it's a younger yeshiva or an elder yeshiva, but he asked from his Rebbe, Einai Nichshol. You don't go wrong. You don't go wrong by following Das Torah. It's not only the Sur Meira, but that's the Asei Toiv in asking Shailas. And he wondering, Vushtet, Kol Misha Noita Leitzim in the Zekanim, Einai Nichshol. How do we say such a thing? So Duchs Chemitz a pasuk in the Torah. You find in Parsha Shoftim the union of Bezdin, the whole justice system that the Torah recommends, the Torah requires to ask a child to go up as Basel HaShoifet HaShiyah B'yam Rahim. And the pasuk says something that is almost irrational, very strange. Loisafa min Adova, you have to listen to the Rav, to the Gadol, Ashi Yigid L'cha Yamin Usmoil. Rashi quotes the Chazal, what does it mean Yamin Usmoil? Afilu Aymalach Ayamin Shu Smoil. He tells you your left is your right. Val Smoil Shu Yumin. You have to listen to him. And that's the posh of the tight, Rabbi say. Leisasim in Adavad, you're not allowed to ignore the Psak, even a Yamin Shu Smoil. It's a David Pella. It's senseless. It's reckless. He tells you your left is your right. You have to listen to him. It's up there, Ramban. It's not irrational. It's not reckless. So the Heilige Ramban, Ki Ruach Hashem al Mishorsei Mikdoshoi v'lo yazev es chasidav, the Eibishter will never forsake his Talmidei Chachamim. Lo oilam nishru min hatois u'min hamichshol. And that's the title. They saw some in Adova Shegid lo chayam in Ismail. Lo oilam nishru min hatois u'min hamichshol. I think that's the makor of the Medrash. Who someone takes an eitzah, einai nichshol, the Eibush is up to, the Torah Kedosh is up to, leisasa. But you know why?
It's not only the tzaddik goyz v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim that Bemis the Medrash says, but very often it's much more pashut, because it's not yamin shehu smoil. By you it looks like yamin shehu smoil, but the emes is it's the yamin shehu yamin and the smoil shehu smoil. Obviously, the Talmud Chacham has more experience, and in Chacham Kabbalah Nesayin, and we know the Chazal, the Gemara in Kedushin says you have to respect the goy, an older goy, because he has experience. Experience is a remarkable direction that a person can take. Very often, a gadol has another maila; he doesn't have the negiyas that we have. A person, even a tzaddik, even a chacham, but he has negiyas. And you go to the chacham, you go to the tzaddik, he's going without negiyas. But there's another cheshbon. The most penetrating, the most powerful cheshbon, because an adam gadol has siyata d'shmaya. He knows what's right. He knows that what you think yamin is smile, the yamin is yamin and the smile is smile. And that's the school, that's the bracha of the Talmud Chacham. There's a very moving lashon, the Medrash, the Avos Hamnasan Perek Dalet, speaks about the school of Talmud Torah. And then it says, "Im Adam Leim Torah, Yoideya Daitei Shel Makim." He knows what the Eibishter wants. He knows what really the Ratzon Hashem. And then it concludes, teaching a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Beis, Shenema, Os Tavin Yiras Hashem, V'das Alekim Timsa. Mavo Dike teaching the pasuk. That when someone learns Torah, when someone spends his life Al Torah V'al Avodah, he knows Das Alekim. He knows the Das Elyon. Yoideya Daitish Al Mokim Zotzitzi, the others have nothing. When we have to make a decision, is there anything more important than knowing the Eibishter? That's what the Eibishter wants. How often we think, if I only knew what the Eibishter wanted for me, I would be able to make my decision. We don't know. Ketanim don't know. But Gedolim are Yedei Yadaita Shel Mokim. They know the Das Elokim. And Rabbi Chana Tak in the Divrei Sofer, in the Siman Aleph, from the beginning, he writes, that's the school of Das Torah. And he brings the famous Chazal, Moshe did three things, the schema daita shel makom, the schema daita das hamakom, Zotei B'chon, and that's every decision, that's every eitz that Gadol gives. The schema daita das hamakom. He's mechavan to the Eibishter, das, he's mechavan to the real decision. And it's not only Rabbi Kiva, it's not only Moshe Rabbeinu, we all know the pasuk, taka yena pasuk. Ubos al ha-shoifet ha-shiyah b'yom ha-mahem. What's the chiddush for Chazal b'yom ha-mahem? Because every gadol in that door, even in later doors and smaller gadolim, Rabbi Moshe wasn't the Vilna Goyim, and the Vilna Goyim wasn't the Rashba, and the Rashba wasn't Abchia, and Abchia wasn't the Shimon Gamlio. But ha-shiyah b'yom ha-mahem, the gadol in each door, shmul b'dorei ki yiftach b'dorei, he has das mokim. He knows yira das alikim. And that's another bracha in a Selech HaRav. And like the way Ramban is saying, it's not the pshat you have to follow because the Torah is gehesin and you have to do reckless things, Khalila. Follow the gadol because the yamin is the yamin and the smol is the smol. But you, without the das alikim, with negiyas, without experience, you can't understand it. But if someone who's privy to Das HaMakim, he sees Gleich, he sees the Yemin, he sees the smoke. My Rebbeim, many of them were in Shanghai, and they tell me often, the Malach HaLekim, Rabbi Chaska Levenstein, was marveled that me the Yoyim B'Yoyimai, he saw, he knew Das HaMakim. There were decisions, mamish, life and death. And very often he would say punkt vaker of what made sense. And he said, Azayim et gezok min ha-shamayim. And it was mavodik how mamash, he was malumet v'nisim, he was geflit mit nisim. And he saved them throughout all the terrible, terrible churban. That's a gadol. That's a gadol that knows das mokim,
that a person is zaycha, that the Eibishter tells him, Gnoi, what to do. Our own eyes saw Rav Moshe. How many stories we know with people that we know that heard stories. Is it a moifis? Is it a nes? Maybe not. Maybe it's someone who knows das makoim, someone who's attuned, who has the yashpa, the tzinnah from the Eibishter. So the yamin is the yamin. It's not a chiddush. And that's another maila in Aseh Lecha Rav. Ba'olam nishmu min ha-toisa min ha-michshel. Because he's getting the right answer. And I can only tell you, from my own experience, on the few years, v'zich ha-gedreit ha-olam haza more than you, how I saw this over and over again. That what I think you mean is smoil, but someone with das Torah, someone who's tuned to the Eibishter's Ratzon, and you follow the advice, you follow the das Torah, einai nichshol. It's not the covenant of the Talmud Chacham that you have to follow, but it's the Torah of the Shoyel, the one that's asking, because he knows which path to take on the maze of Olam Hazeh. He thinks this is the best way. But someone that traveled the maze, that went and reached the end, and looks in retrospect, the choice is clear. But we don't understand it. We say it's Yemin Shu Smile. Of course. We don't have experience. We have Negiyas. But the Al-Kulam, we don't have to Das Makam. But there's even more to the Medrash. Because look at the Medrash. After Rabbi Kiva made Kloima the mistake, that terrible mistake, when Rabbi Kiva felt the pain of Ra'ach Ha'ra'ah, when he did a mitzvah that turned into a Ratzicha. So what did he do? State in the Medrash, state in the Avos Abnasim, Ba'ishashah, Lo'izastim, L'shamish, L'chachamim. He made a Kabbalah Aza, I will not leave the Chachamim. He experienced firsthand what Das Torah is and what the chesaron of Das Torah. And I believe the Munah Shalema, that if we want to know why Rabbi Kiva became the great Rabbi Kiva, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw him and Moshe said, Chol Shadaitai, look, you have a replacement for me. He was an equal to me. You know why? I believe in Munah Shalema because Rabbi Kiva was the Talmud. Maybe there were other people at Talmidei Chachamim, but Rabbi Kiva personified the Talmud. You know what that means? Rabbi Kiva, the Goy and the Tzaddik, but he realized he has to have a Rebbe. He had a constant unique of Das Makom because he was a Talmud. Forget about the Chacham, he was a Talmud. And he daily absorbed the Das Makom that was transmitted from his Rebbeim. And this is the Kinyan of Torah. This is not my chiddush. We all know one of the Memches Kinyanim, the Mishpin Ovis, the Sixth Perik, is Shemesh Tamid HaChachamim. But I see even a bigger spilus. Talach HaLamaisa. The Maran Brachas of Mem Zayin says, you can't be make a Zimun with an Amoritz. What's the type of an Amoritz? Zog the Gemara, and the Gemara is we pass him like this, Afilu Kara Vishana V'lei Shemesh Tamid HaChachamim Harei Zamoritz. And the Gemara says a remarkable story that Rami Bachama wasn't mezamin with her Menashia because he learned Sifra v'Sifri, but he wasn't Mishamas Tamidei Chachamim. Chashtik Pella. Sifra v'Sifri, do we know where that is? Do we have a Shaykh to what it is? And he was Sifra v'Sifri, but he was an Amoritz. It's not gespielt. He didn't add him to a Zeman anymore. This is the whole story. He the Chalisha Das he had. But that's an Amoritz. You know why it's an Amoritz? Because that person could do something that's the mitzvah rabba, but klapi shmai that's a tzicha, because he doesn't know das elyon. He doesn't yet know what the ratzon Hashem really is. And then I realized that's the hezba in the Chazal by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's true. There are other people that were bigger talmidei chachamim than Yeshua, but Yeshua was the biggest talmud. Yeshua was shesacha b'chal koychay. Yeshua was always there. They were learning Torah from Moshe. But Yeshua was learning Moshe. He was harving on Moshe, on the stick Moshe. Yeshua was the honor of Mikol Adam because he learned Moshe than even. Yeshua was the Ever Hashem because he learned the Moshe who was the Ever Hashem.
It wasn't the schus of his chesed, of his mesiris to his Rebbe. That you can't become a Manig Yisrael.
Because he was the Talmud.
And at Gaharivit Kol Yomav, on the Sugya, not on Torah Moshe per se, but he absorbed the Shtik Moshe. He absorbed the Eved Hashem. He absorbed the Yon of Mikol Adam. And he was ready to be the first link in the Messiah. The emphasis is that the whole sugya, the hashgafa, the halacha lemaisa of the Rav and the Talmud, of the aseilicha Rav, has many, many sugyas, many, many perukim, many, many simonim halacha lemaisa. And each one, believe me, each one needs a shmuz for itself. The first, of course, what it means, a Rebbe. How we're supposed to be miyachas to a Rebbe. The relationship that we should have to our Rebbeim. We could talk, we could go on and on. Without question, it's a shmuz for itself. But do I have to say more than what the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Malachim Beis says? If you deher it, you could go right from Kalim. The Gemara says Shimon Amsuni was darshan every esher b'tayra. Whenever it said es, he found something that was merumas in the es that drasha, that this pasuk is also including this, because the es is a tuffle. But he came to one es and he couldn't move. Es Hashem olikecha tira. It's unthinkable, it's inconceivable. Anything is a tuffle, anything is a second place to the Eibishta, Hashem olikecha tira. His whole lifetime work of every S has a tuffle, and now he saw it doesn't work. So he told him, "Tell me, what could I do?" But nothing stems. Nothing is secondary. A limit. I have something. Something that is a tuffle. Something that is bechlau. The rabbis tamid chacham. How that speaks volumes. How that's that to wake up a person. Wake up his eyes, wake up his heart to see what a Rebbe is. Es Hashem olikecha tira, the Rabbi Tamidei Chachamim, tachashtik kfir l'chayr. And that's what Shimon HaMsuni held, and that's what his Tamidim held, and that's why they wanted to forget the whole business. But Rabbi Kiva understood. Rabbi Kiva understood there is Tami a tuffle, and that's the Talmud Chacham. You know why? Because he's Yadeya Das Makam. He is saturated with the Ratzon Hashem. He knows the Das Elokim. You think it's a guzma? The Tanya de Bel Yoh in Perek Beis. I'll read you the Lashon. Ani Moishul B'Yadam. The Eved said, I am Moishul in a person. Umi Moishul B. You hear? I rule the world. Who rules me? Tzaddik. Tzaddik rules the Eibishter. Why? Shani goyzik zera v'hu mevatla. V'vi oim ederach Tzaddik moishu b'yiris avakim. You hear that? The Eibishter rules the world, and who rules the world? The Tzaddik. That's Hashem olikecha tira. When the Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf kuf yud, choylik al rabbi is like choylik al shchin is a pasik. Hamaharacha Rabbi is Kimaharacha Shchinim is a pasuk for that as well. Hamisroyan al Rabbi as a taina, the Rabbi is not fair. He does this. He's learning too fast, learning too slow. Is Kimisroyim al Shchin as they state in the Gemara, and each one has a pasuk. Not a guzma. Because after Hashem olikecha tira, when you see a Rabbi, you have to see the shtick of lekus. There's so much more to say, but isn't that enough? The yachas we have to a Rebbe? But there's something even more. Because you know who darshaned? You know who found the answer to this most perplexing question? Who was the one that understood Hashem olikecha tira, the Rabbi Tamidei Chachamim? Rabbi Kiva. You think it's a coincidence? Rabbi Kiva, who experienced the pain of Ra'ach Ara, who had a mitzvah that turned into Ritzicha, because he was lacking and covered in Shemesh Tamidei Chacham, he didn't ask his Rebbe. He realized that without a Rebbe, a person is lost. He's in Choshech of Afela. He's taking the wrong turn in the maze, and he's getting more Tzekrochen and more Fakrochen, and he's doing mitzvahs that are really Ritzicha. He realized, what's a person? What's a person? How does a person know the right thing? He turns to his Rebbe, who's a Das Elekim. He turns to his Rebbe, who's a Deya, who knows exactly what the Eibishter wants. He turns to his Rebbe, who the Eibishter says, he's Moshel B. Rabbi Kiva understood. That's the Gleich Hebshad. It's Hashem Olikech Atira. That's the Talmud Chacham. Because the Eibishter rules the belt, but he rules the Eibishter. How this needs a shmooze. To look at the Rebbe, to see him, to see in him a maharach, a rabbik, a maharach, a shchina. And as much as this needs a shmooze, how much more today? Will we see the ugly signs of the ikvus of the Mashiach, the chutz b'yazki, the chachma soy from Tisrach, I know better than him. The reachet yimasu, I also have a deya. Nar p'nei zokim yalbinu, do we see this today? How much more so this needs a shmooze? Or the concept of kvoid hara. The Mishnah says, kvoid rabcha kim, moyer rabcha kim moyer shemayi. Not a guzma. It's a Mishnah. A person has to fear his Rebbe like he fears the Eibishter. Why? I think it's pashut. Eis Hashem olikecha tira l'rabbi tzalmidei chachamim. You know, in the past few hundred years, who was the biggest, the first Rosh Hashiva? Who was the Avi HaYeshivas, like he is affectionately called? Chaim Volozhin. With the Chaim Volozhin, the Turuf, with the concept of yeshivas, the Talmidim he had, the Nitzchis that he had is Layum Kiyasupa. And yet, in this point, Rabbi Chaim was Mamish Biruma Shaloylam. Look in the Hagdama to where he writes to the Bir HaGur and Aruch Chaim, right in the beginning. He writes how he can't even make Hagdama to his Rebbe's Torah, the Gaon's Torah. And his Lashon is Zeh Divrei Katan Mehachal Likrai B'Shem Talmud. I can't even consider myself a Talmud. L'chol ha'yoyis ve'eya k'chagov mul ha'godol shebanokim. He's a grasshopper compared to his Gaon's Torah. Because as big as Reb Chaim was, but as big as Godless was, he was a Talmud. Look in that Sefer Avi HaYeshivas. The way they describe how the bittel, the yachas, oyim v'noira. He says when I spoke about his the going, even the yachas p'tirasai, his whole body shook. There's one incident that I found it very moving. His son Reb Yitzchak writes, he asked his father, where are you going? He's going to Vilna to the going. He goes, Tati, he's 12 years old, can I come with you? So the Chaim's face turned white. You want to come to the Rebbe? 12 years, you want to? He goes, why not? He's a little child. You want to come? His mom's father couldn't talk. And he writes there, how every step he came closer to the Vilna, his father turned more white and more pale, and there was less chias in him. And when he got to the door, his feet were shaking, his knees were buckling under, and he turns to his little Yitzchak. Yitzchak, you want to go into the Rebbe? This is a B'chayim, the Aviyah Yeshivas, had hundreds of Talmidim, but he was a Moir, Rabchak, a Moir, Shemayim. He saw the Hashem Olikecha Tira. The bigger the Talmud Chacham is, the bigger the Talmud is. Because he realized that's the Hashpah. That's where it all comes from. Because if not, you could say, Al Talmud Tar, Balas and Mutta, a person can make a toys. Milanu Godlo from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva realized you can make a toys. How we have to talk about this today. Kavod HaTorah. How we talk to our Aveim. I don't know what the Heta Bach talks to Rebbe. Doesn't talk in third person. I don't know. I don't know a Heta when someone's talking to a Rebbe and he doesn't stand up for the Rebbe. Remember I was once giving a shiur about standing up for older people. And Rebbe told me, mention it, even though it's not part of the shiur, mention it when you talk to Rebbe, stand up. It bothered him. Do we have to mention this? If the Mishnah is Mechayim, Moir Rabcha, Kimoir Shemaim, how you talk to Rebbe? I'm not talking about talking with their cheres, but you should talk third person. You should stand up for a Rebbe. But why do we live in the door of Ikvus, the Mashiach, the Chutz B'Yazgi, the covet is history. But not that Yidin that Noah Hashem Olikecha Tira is the Rabbi's Talmidei Chachamim.
what Bezoyin HaTayr is, what it means Bezoyin Kvoy Tamad Chachim. We could talk and talk and talk. Look in Reb Chaim Kanievsky say for the Archaz Yoisha. In Simon Tezvav, he starts off, when Metzinu Shema Veira Shechazal HaChemira by Kolkach Kechvoyd Rabbi. Val Kolpgam Bechvoyd Rabbi Chayev Amisa Mashalei Metzinu Kain B'Shum Davar. And Kayadua, he brings Maimah after Maimah of Chazal that shows this point in Chazal that there's no other Inyan that is such a Oynish Chomo like Bezoyin Kvoid Rav. Isn't this a shmus for itself? And the frat today, chutzpah is the name of the game, that's wherever you go. And it never had crept into our circles, in our circles that should be fortified with the Hashem of the Kechatira, Achoydik al Arabic, Achoydik al Ashkina. What it means, Amunis Chachamim. Do we ever hear what about Amunis Chachamim? That as Rebbe says, Yamin, it's Yamin Taka. That also needs a shmooze. But at least something to mention. The Gemara in Pesachim Taf Membeis tells a story that's so amusing. You would think it's mamish one of the Chelm stories. The Gemara says that they darshened that you have to make matzah, you have to use mayim shalonu. So the next day all the Vaiba came to the Rav. Okay, Rebbe, we need your water. So he looked at them, what do you mean your water? So the Rebbe said, mayim shalonu, our water, so we need your water. So he got their mistake. Shalonu means geshepte vas, they thought it means shalonu, our water, the Rav's water. So he says, oh, I didn't mean that. I meant mayim shalonu that was drawn in overnight. It's a very modern story. So if Shaul Slanta once asked, what did the Gemara say this story? It's a good joke. And what did they think? For the past 100,000 years, they weren't yoytze because they didn't have the Rav's water? So the Gemara was teaching us halacha l'maisa. The Gemara was giving us an ashkaf and a chutza. Look at the emunah pshuta that the Bubbas had. Didn't have a taicha word, but the Rav said, Mayim Shalanu. But I last year, who cares? The Rebbe hates Mayim Shalanu, Mayim Shalanu. Do we ever hear about Amudis Chacham? When the Rebbe says Yamin and we think it's smile, it's really Yamin? And there's so much more to say. But if I have to take one line, if I have to take a sikum, one yesoid, that you have to take Lamaisa, besides Kavod HaTorah, besides what a Rebbe is, besides Rachmanu Litzlan, Bezoyin HaTorah, besides the tremendous part of Chazal, of Amunas Chachamim, but it's these words, Aseh Lecha Rav. You can't succeed. A person can grow. He can't stag, he can't go up on the Aliyah Bahar Hashem if he doesn't have a Rebbe. And as big as he might be, as mature as he might be, and as devoted as he might be, and as a bigger Talmud Chacham he might be, but the Dogish has to be on the Talmud part. Without a Rebbe, a person's lost. He won't realize it, maybe. He might do Ruach HaRod, he won't realize it. He might do a mitzvah, but really it's Ritzicha. And I once said, it's a Perush Rambam. The Rambam in Ritzeach, Perek Zayin, Emeset, the Gemara, and Makkah, Daf Yud, the Talmud Shagala Megala Rabbi Yimai. The Talmud kills, he has to take the Rebbe. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hu Yonah Salach Azarim Ve'el V'choy Aseila G'desha Yichya. You have to take the Rebbe with him to the Yerim Miklut. Why? V'chaya Baal Lichachmum V'aksheh B'loi Talmud Torah K'misa Chashuv. If he'll go to Yerim Miklut without his Rebbe, he's a mace. The Torah says V'chaya, you can't go as a mace. The Torah says V'chaya. So it's a Gzeres HaKosiv, the Talmud Shagala Megala Rabbi Yimai. So I saw the Rambam with a Steiner. Something's missing. If he's an Amoret, nope, that's Misa. If he's an Oni, nope, Oni Chashu Kameis. But he's a Talmud Chacham. He has a whole library of Svarim, and he's getting a truck, he's taking Gitar and Miklat. And he won't forget Chalila, he'll take his whole collection of tapes, Shmuzin and Shiurim and Vadim, everything, and he'll take the Gemara that he has, it's not only English, but Shivim Lashinus, yeah, everything he needs. What do you mean, Mace? He has everything. He has everything he needs. But you know what the Pasuk is saying? You know what the Rambam is saying? That with his tapes, and with his Gemara, and with his library, he's a mace. He's a mace. And the Torah says, V'chai un'eshtart. Because he doesn't have his Rebbe. He could have his tapes, he could have his Gemara, he could have his library, but he doesn't know Dasma. He doesn't know Das Elikim. And that's the person with all his tapes and with all his Svarim, he could do Racha Ra. Is he bigger than Rabbi Kiva? Is he bigger than Rabbi Kiva who made a mistake because he wasn't the Talmud? I saw Rabbi Leib Chasman in the Aryal in Chelik Gimel in Parsha Shoftim. I mean, the way he describes it is kedarke, is classic. He says about a Talmud. He decides he wants to study. So he thinks of a plan, and he's mamish looking for MS, looking for Chayim. And he finished the shiur already. He has enough. And he found the Ber Mayim Chayim. He's going to harv and he's going to finish Masechtas. V'layada ki b'shamayim t'meyim alof u'malachim v'srafim mar yivchoyun. The Eibishter and the Malachim are crying, oy v'oy vey al talmid vasik shemeis b'chatsi yomov. He left his Rebbe? He left his Rebbe? That's Misa. And he means l'shem shamayim, and he's looking for the Ber Mayim Chayim, but he fell into the Ber Shachas, because the talmid without a Rebbe is k'meis. Isn't that l'maisa? Isn't that needed today more than ever? But you know something always bothered me? The Rambam speaks about this. Moyadiki Inyan. You have to have a Rebbe. Fine. If someone's a Yeshiva Bacha, Beis Medrash Bacha, no, and a Rachmana Litzlan, he has to go to Ari Mikah. Fine. But what's if he's a Kohel Yungaman? What's if he's a Balabas? What's if he's a Mechanach? He grew out of his Rebbe. He graduated the Yeshiva. He got his diploma. He left his Rebbe. Does he also have to take his Rebbe? But the Rambam is saying, Klar, there's no exception. We don't find that it's only less than 20. You know why? Because maybe then more than ever, when he's going deeper and deeper in the maze, when it's not only learning and davening that occupies his day, but then it's shidduchim and getting married, raising children, being erlich in business, not confusing a mitzvah with gezelakim, which is a deraisa. When the Shalom Bayis, when he thinks it's a frumkeit and it's a krumkeit, when he thinks it's a mitzvah and it's really the worst avera of ma'ana es ishtai, oy, does he need a Rebbe? Oy, is he lost? Oy, is he amazed without a Rebbe? When he makes a machlokes l'shem shemayim, he wants to be moichal kvoid ha-toyra, and he doesn't realize he's perpetuating the galus, that's why we have a galus, because of his kult machlokes l'shem shemayim. Oy, does he need a Rebbe then? A person outgrows the shir, and outgrows the chabur, and outgrows the shmuzin maybe, and he leaves the yeshiva. But remember what I tell you, you never outgrow a Rebbe. Because outgrowing a Rebbe means outgrowing chiyas. Means subjecting yourself to the ra'ach ra'ach of not knowing what's yamin and what's small. And this, I think, is the Mishnah. Because in Ovis, the Mishnah in the beginning, Mishnah Vav says, say lecha ra'ach v'kei lecha chav. Very important. A few Mishnayos later, Vida, the Mishnah says, Asei lecha rav v'stalik min asafik. Did you ever wonder why two Mishnayos in the same perek? Repetitious. I think the Pasha, the Memes Rashi says it. Asei lecha rav is to harv and to learn the Kivegas and to learn the Rashi and Tosfos, and that's important. Mishnah Tezvav says a different Nekuda, a different Nechitzus in Asei Lecharav V'histalik min Asafik. And you look in Rashi very Bekitza says Rashi Seichan Su the Gemara in Yevam Mistaf Kuftes. That's the Gemara of Ruach HaRav. Because even if he doesn't learn anymore, he's not learning Taisi, he's in the world, he's in the Olam HaMischa, he's a Balabas, he doesn't need the Rebbe to teach him the Rashi, but he needs the Rebbe to tell you that that's an aveir of Gezelakim, that's an aveir of Ma'anis Ishtai, that's an aveir of Machloikis. Oy, does he need a Rebbe then? Oy, more than ever, the Asei L'Chorav Yistalik Min Asafik. You think it's Yemin, you think it's an essay, it's a Grabalois essay. You think it's a mitzvah and it's a terrible aveir. A person outgrows a shir and outgrows a chabur and outgrows a shtikl Torah, but you never outgrow a Rebbe.
Asei l'charav is when you're young. And the second Mishnah is saying, Asei l'charav is phallic min asafik. Don't be like the nachash that falls into the boron, falls into the sreifa. A person has to realize, and he's going in the maze in Olam Hazah, the only way he could make it if he has the Rebbe. And how much it hurts me, I hear people saying, I tell them, why don't you ask a shayla? You have to make a decision in Shaduchim, in business, what to do. I'm afraid to ask. I'm afraid what he's going to tell me. So I think to myself, I'm more afraid not to ask. With me, with my negias, with my lack of experience, the Rebbe knows das makim. He knows you have a pacha. La'oila meina nichshol. You're afraid to ask? You're afraid to hear what he has to say? I'm dying to hear what he has to say. I'm a still heilig b'choshev without das tayra. Or sometimes you hear nachmer. I can't ask a shayla. He doesn't know about the welt. He doesn't know what's tutzich in the welt. You know what I tell those people? You're right. He doesn't know what's tutzich in the welt, but he knows das makom. He knows das elyon. He's goyiz and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekayim. The Yevusha says about your Rav, your Rebbe, your Hashiva, who might shall be. So who cares he doesn't know about the welt? I know a few gevirim, big gevirim, that when they had a shayla, not a shayla in halacha, they had a shayla in business, in investments, in stock markets, they went to the Satmar Rav. Satmar Rav knew nothing about anything. He barely knew what Tzuris Maddeya. But he knew das makom. He knew the answer before, without knowing the question. I know people who went to Rav Moshe, gevirim, I could tell you names, gevirim. Rav Moshe didn't know anything about stock markets. But who cares? Moshe knew das makom. You have to realize what it means. Asei l'charav is forever, forever and ever and ever. My Rebbe once told me, the Kitta Shulchan Aruch given a kluge mensch. I asked him, what's shat? He says, look at his sefer. He has a halacha sefer, and very often he says, v'yasa she'elas chachim. That's a chachim. Not everything's stated in the Shulchan Aruch, not everything's stated in the Gemara. You have to ask. Learn to ask. Asei l'charav is learn to ask. And I tell you as a good techava, bifrat in beinotin l'chaveiroi, bifrat when it affects someone else, ask. A Rebbe who has lichtige Eugen knows how to differentiate between frumkeit and krumkeit. And even more so in dine mominis. In dine mominis, what you think is a mitzvah of tzedakah is a lav of gezela, gezela. There are people sitting in jail because they didn't ask shaylas, Rechmano Litzlan. Asei l'charav is the only way you'll make it through life. The Chazon Ish, in a beautiful, beautiful letter, he describes, very similar, of course, to the Mesilas Yesharim, Ha'odem b'chayim in his life, Ketoye b'yar avos, ein derech ve'ein mesila. He doesn't know where to go. Lulei she mislavim imay elu shekfa avru. Gedolim went through the maze. Gedolim know. Gedolim have the das elyon. They have the chokhmah to know what's yemin and what's smoil. And Yiddish is an expression. Soil zen in the eugen. Was hat mir gesehen eugen. I can't say that in English to translate it. But that's what das Torah is. That's what Asei L'Charav is. Asei L'Charav is. It's your Eugen. Avoila your Eugen. When you look at a Rebbe who saw his Rebbe. And his Rebbe saw his Rebbe. And his Rebbe saw his Rebbe. And the way the Rambam writes this in the Hagdamah Tiyar HaZaka, he speaks about the Messiah. It's a beautiful, beautiful Rambam. And he says, from Rav Ashi till Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 Dairis. And he goes through each one. And then he fears like Nimtzeh Shekula Me'Hashem Elikei Yisrael. Rav Ashi knows 40 days later, but he got it from his Rebbe, so he got it from Moshe, got it from the Eibishter. And that, I think, is Asei L'Charav. Voil Zen in the Eugen. Lucky are the eyes, Glitlach Zen in the Eugen, that sees Eugen. Your Rebbe's Eugen saw his Rebbe. And his Rebbe didn't see pizza, didn't see Coca-Cola, didn't see a television. You know what that means? You know what the Siyata the Shemaya of Das Elyon, when a heart is filled with the Eibishter and not filled with Tumah, with Timtum? And his Rebbe saw his Rebbe. And his Rebbe saw his Rebbe. And Nimtzeh Shekula Me'Hashem Elikei Yisrael. That's the Schu because that's the bracha, that's the school of Das Torah. And I tell you as a gutachava, asei l'charav, for 120 years, have a Rebbe. Voil will be your eyes, voil will be your heart, voil will be your leben, if you look at the oigen, the voila oigen, that saw their abeim. And you'll be zoicha, takel, asrecha v'toivlach.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.